A reading from Matthew 10, 16 to 20. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and be flogged in the synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you.
This reminds me of Ephesians 6:20, put on the full armor of God, where Paul is counseling the Ephesians to equip themselves for what the world is going to bring their way.
Yeah, Jesus has given them a clear picture. I mean, he's just told them, go out with nothing. We talked about it yesterday, your dependence on God. And he's telling them what type of world they're going into. There are wolves that are going to come against you. And I love this phrase, be as shrewd as snakes, as innocent as doves. There's just a downright practicalness to Jesus' wisdom. I mean, that feels like just old wisdom. You know, shrewd as a snake, that you're alert, you use the wisdom that you've been given, but you never use it in a way that's manipulative or in an evil way. You're gentle as a dove in bringing it in. This is a great declaration to have as a banner over our lives.
And Paul, just going back to the Ephesians, because to me it's such an important passage for anybody who claims to be a Christian in a world that is filled with wolves and dangers. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayers and supplication, to then keep alert with all perseverance, making supplications for all the saints and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought. So Paul is bringing the Holy Spirit into this. I mean, without the Holy Spirit, you are vulnerable. You will not be able to withstand that which will come at you.
Well, then Jesus makes that declaration at the end of this passage when he says, don't worry about what you're going to say, because the Spirit of your Father will speak through you. It's a great word. Jesus is repeatedly saying to those who are listening, I go where the Father goes. I do what the Father's doing. I only say what the Father is saying. There's that dependence, and he offers to us as his followers that we can have that same dependence and expect the Holy Spirit to speak through us and give us exactly what we need for each situation.